Come Follow Me, New Testament. Family Study Fun. Consider these activities during family scripture study or home evening. Masterpiece Testimony Theater, July 29th through August 4th, Acts 22, verses 1 through 21, and chapter 26, verses 1 through 29. Paul bore bold testimony even in the face of danger. 1. Create an everyday scenario for each family member to role-play bearing testimony. Emphasize that testimonies in conversation need not end in amen or include every element of a typical testimony. Example, a coworker asks why we don't drink alcohol. 2. Act out each scenario, being as sincere and authentic as possible. Discussion. What was easy and difficult about the role play? What motivated Paul to bear such powerful testimony? How can we build our courage to testify? Grace Carry, August 5th through 11th, Romans 3, verses 23 and 24. All of us fall short of the glory of God, from Romans 3, 23. But with Jesus Christ, we can be saved. 1. Designate the sofa as the celestial kingdom. 2. Have everyone stand, face the sofa, and take 3 giant steps backward. 3. Have them take 1 small step toward the sofa, their efforts, with the sofa still out of reach. 4. Have the strongest person, acting as the Savior would, carry each person to the sofa. Discussion. How does Christ's grace save us after all we can do? See 2 Nephi 25, verse 23. How can we show our love and gratitude for the Savior? Pillow Tower of Doom, August 12th through the 18th, Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Life's obstacles can fill us with hopelessness and impede us from feeling God's love. Christ can help. 1. Create a tall tower of pillows and sofa cushions, life's challenges. 2. Sit someone behind the tower and turn off the lights. 3. Shine a flashlight beam, God's love, at the person behind the tower, with the pillows blocking the light. 4. Invite someone, acting as Christ would, to knock down the pillows to let God's love shine through. Discussion. Share a time when life was hard, you felt discouraged, and then God's love reached you when you turned to Him in prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Human Knot, best with 4+ people. August 19th through the 25th, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Paul tells the saints that there should be no divisions among them, and that they should be perfectly joined together in mind and judgment. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. 1. Stand everyone in a circle. 2. Have everyone reach out their right hand and take someone else's, not next to them. 3. Do the same with the left hand, taking a different person's hand. 4. Work together to untangle the knot without letting go of any hands. End up in a circle again. Discussion. What can we do as a family to be more joined together? How can we work together to remove divisions? Sacrament Hymn Sing-Along, August 26th through September 1st, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26. Paul taught how Christ introduced the sacrament to his apostles and instructed them, "This do in remembrance of me," 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. 1. Ask each family member to identify a favorite sacrament hymn and explain why it's a favorite. 2. Sing one or more of the hymns chosen. 3. Watch The Last Supper from the Bible Video Series or The Sacrament from the Children's Bible Video Series, both at churchofjesuschrist.org. Discussion. How do the sacrament hymns prepare us to partake of the bread and water? What can we do during the sacrament to help each other focus on the Savior? End of the article, Family Study Fun. Read by Scott Christopher.